Welcome to another episode of Fresh from the Hill, Inside Stories of Noteworthy Cornellians. My name is Lou Diamond, CEO of Thrive, host of Thrive Aloud, class of 92, and proud supporter of the Big Red, and your host of today's episode. Today on Fresh from the Hill, we are featuring Craig Lasner. Craig, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
Craig is the general manager of the Cornell Club, New York City. He has been at the Cornell Club for how long now?
28 years.
Yep. We're going to have a fun conversation here. So for those who are familiar with the Cornell Club is located on West 44th Street in Manhattan. East 44th Street. 6 East 44th Street. It is in an ideal location for lots of great business activities. There's constant meetings. And, of course, we are recording this here today, right here in the Cornell Club. Craig, I want to learn a little bit about you, and then we're going to bleed over into this fine establishment and talk about the great things. First of all, how did you come to the Cornell Club, however many years ago that was?
My former boss, where I used to work at a place on Long Island.
Okay.
He took the job as the second general manager of the Cornell Club after it's open.
Okay.
So it had been open just a little bit over a year. And then he said, hey, how would you like to join me? So I said, sounds fun. And that was history.
And that was it. And
that was it.
So from then, now the Cornell Club has been here for how long physically in this location?
Physically in this location since December 89 it officially opened.
Okay.
It was somewhere around 82 because the original Cornell Club was, it was 1889 at the original birth.
Oh, wow.
And they had leased various spaces, whether it was hotels or I think the Royalton for some amount of years. And then around 1982, the university and some very generous benefactor made it their point to say, hey, you know, Cornell needs their own space.
Gotcha.
And they went out and actively looked for a building.
Mm.
And actually, the clubhouse that is now the Penn Club down the road, because they call this Club Alley.
Yeah, that's true. There's lots of other Ivy League clubs in the same block.
That was the original Yale Club.
Oh, really?
Okay. So it was actually built as a clubhouse. And I know they were trying to close in on that building because it had been available. Obviously, Yale has their own clubhouse now across the street from Grand Central. And they were going back and forth. And then all of a sudden, this building at 6 East 44th came up. And they were told, you have a day to jump on this building. And they did. And then the rest is history.
So let's go through what the purpose of the club is. You as the general manager obviously run this entire establishment. When you walk in through the doors, what are all the things that are available to those that arrive at this institution?
Well, I think the most important thing is it's for us to make sure that Cornellians feel that they have a place they can call home. It's a place that they can really fully feel their affinity to Cornell. So we try to promote that. In essence, the way I would describe this to people is that we are a private, full-service hotel.
Okay.
The club has two restaurants, one that's a little more formal, one a little less formal. We have a pretty full fitness center. We have two floors of banquet and meeting space for receptions, dining, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. And the club has 48 guest rooms for overnight guests, and they are beautiful and well-appointed rooms.
Excellent.
And, you know, anything that we can do, the staff and I were always constantly reminding each other that we are ambassadors to Cornell.
Let's now give a little bit of history. When you first came on 28 years ago, and since the rest has been history, but a lot has changed since then.
It has.
Let's paint a little bit of maybe even the amount of members that belonged at that time and what that's grown to today. And let's also understand the operations that you have going on here at the club, which have really increased over time.
Right. Well, initially, I know that, remember, I wasn't here for the first almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But initially, because of the recruitment and the drive, there were some really heavy-duty Cornellians involved in getting this place moving. I think they originally had like 8,000 members.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, wow.
And that, I think, was because of the whole original excitement that was drawn about doing this. And it pretty much went down to about 4,000 or 5,000.
Okay.
Somewhere, in the early 90s. So it kind of settled in. Now I'm proud to say that we have 6,500, and that's held pretty steady.
Excellent.
And we have Cornellians who are members from all over the world.
And that's actually a great point. So obviously, now, for those who've ever been to the club, you walk in, it feels like you're in a hotel, but it also feels like you're in a business center and the dining room all at once.
Right.
There's a great energy about it, and it's always bustling and busy. You have a great staff on hand helping in so many different ways.
Couldn't do it without them.
I mean, and really, that's what it feels like, and I love your description that it feels like it's a place from home, and there's some things that remind you of Cornell that are here. Maybe talk about that a little bit.
Oh, sure. There's all the sports memorabilia and photographs hanging up in the Tap and Grill.
Right.
Some of the old oars from the rowing team. A lot of that kind of thing is here. And then you'll see a lot of the artwork and the photographs that are in the hallways and in the guest rooms are Cornell University photographs.
Right.
You like the guy up at the clock tower doing his thing.
That's true. I've seen that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's it's fun. It's great. One of the things that we really focus on doing here is making, you know, my whole emphasis here with the staff is that we're family, and we want people to feel like family. So one of the things that's been really important to me is to work on that culture and constantly reinforce it because it's a special place. A lot of special things have happened under the roof of this building, and it's just, I'm very, very proud of it.
I'm going to even mention some of that. I have been in this club, and not just executives and presidents of the university are here often, and lots of deans come in, and they have many of the even
professors
and offsite trustee meetings have been here.
Right.
I've been in here and seen a lot of famous people that have been interviewing.
Yes.
I saw Brian Gumbel here one time doing an interview from Real Sports. I've seen people who are newscasters in Midtown. So
yes.
It's a very active and busy place with lots of activities going on.
It sure is. Well, I love it to be under the radar, especially it gives people a feeling of being able to go under the radar without a lot of fanfare, which I think is great, and that's something we should focus on. But we do. I said, you know, the beauty about Cornell is they have so many different schools that there is a Cornellian in every facet of life today. And that goes from the government to the judicial system, business, and I can go on and on, entertainment, sports. We have a lot of famous, we have Cornellians who maybe are not high name recognition, but play some very heavy-duty roles in all of those areas, and sports included. But, I mean, we've had ex-presidents through the door, vice presidents through the door, secretaries of states.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go on.
I think I was here one day, and I think if it was Schumer or somebody was here. I forgot who it was.
He's actually a frequent guest.
Yeah, he's been here a lot. Right?
We had Nancy Pelosi was in
right.
a couple of weeks back. And, you know, we get all, you know, all sides come in.
Now I want to switch to something that I've seen the club is making a move towards the future, and this is something that the audience and the listener base of this program
yes.
really appreciate, and that is, look, working space in New York City is constantly changing.
Correct.
There's, for lack of a better word, a lot of WeWork type of places all
Correct.
Over the folk
Correct.
Place, and coming to a place that you can have that kind of work environment is something that the club has been focusing on. Can you share with the listeners for younger alumni some
sure.
of the cool things
Well,
we're doing
one of
here.
The things that we did a long time ago, like to be on the cutting edge like Cornell, is we made sure, like, for instance, some of the things that were really important and dynamic, like we have a Wi-Fi system here in the clubhouse that is second to none, and a lot of redundancy. As a matter of fact, if I could just go off the path just a
sure.
little bit. We've been here for Cornellians through a number of emergencies in the city through my career here that they've needed to find a place. And I'm not talking about even members. I'm talking about alumni that we helped
mm-hmm.
From September 11th through the blackout.
Right.
Now, when Hurricane Sandy hit, that knocked out most of the telecommunication system in the city. So it left a lot of people where they had no power, they had no steam, and they had no means of Wi-Fi.
Right.
The clubhouse here, I remember years ago, we put in some really heavy-duty reinforced telecommunications equipment and had everything run with the redundancy of Wi-Fi with fiber optics. So we were the place that Cornellians came to get their work done. And that was whether it was charging their phones or charging their laptops to getting on the internet to take care of their business. So now to go back to what we're focusing on here is making sure we were one of the first clubhouses that relaxed their dress codes and the use of electronic devices throughout the clubhouse. So a Cornellian or alumni can go anywhere and you know, a member of the club can go anywhere in the building that they'd like to and utilize these devices so that they can get their work done. We think it's important because even a WeWorks, it's expensive to belong to that. And a WeWorks is not a one-stop shop. We are. And it's a place where they can come and connect and network. We've been an incubator for a lot of businesses that really went out big time. Yeah. I mean, alumni who graduated and came here and spent years working on projects. But we're really focused on that. And, you know, they can come here, they can work out, they can eat, they can hang, they can rest, they can get their work done. We're really focused on that. One of our other rooms that we used to use during the day for some meeting space, we took that off limits so that we have even more space that Cornellians can come, alumni who are members can come and take care of their business for the day.
That's great. And I've even seen you're slowly making renovations. The lobby has just been redone.
Correct. And then this summer, the Cayuga Room is on slide.
So let's do that right now. Let's do the admin part. Share with all the listeners where they can learn more about the Cornell Club, how they can join, websites, all that stuff. We'll put it all in the show notes, but it's always better when they hear it from you.
Sure. Well, obviously, we have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram page and LinkedIn. Our website, which is www.cornellclubnyc.com, is really, really informative, where you can find out just about everything right on there, just for cost to what it is to join, which is really quite reasonable. If you're just graduating, a graduating senior, for the first year, it's $150, and you really can't beat that. It's
a few Uber rides here or there these days.
Yeah, and then even on the high end, you know, the purpose of the club is also to get Cornellians to stay connected to Cornell. So you really, really want to encourage that. And you know, our price is like average price for a younger alum is $300 for the year. And any other alum, average again, is about $600, which is really very, very reasonable. Or you can call us at 212-986-0300.
All right, we'll put the links on there too. I'll speak of this because I work in Midtown often and I live outside of the city and come in. It's an incredibly convenient place to work. I'll even also say that the campus-to-campus bus drops people off straight from Cornell right here, and you could pick it up to go. Three times a day. It's in constant churn. You see people waiting and going. And I'll throw in this part. To Craig's point, you've got a range of people here from all different generations that it's a phenomenal place to network and meet people. So for those who've not been, come and check it out. It's definitely worth it.
It's definitely not. I have to reinforce this. It's definitely not your grandfather's club.
No, definitely not
anymore. This is not an all boys drinking scotch in some dark room place. Absolutely not. This place reflects Cornell and that energy and activity.
So, Craig, we'll wrap up the show here with a quick fun thing. Give us some fun things that are coming up on the calendar here at the club, and then fun things that you like to do personally when you're not at the club.
Well, you know, I always have fun when I'm here, but usually when I'm not in the nice weather, when I'm not at the club, I'm on a boat somewhere floating around Long Island Sound. To me, really, the thing that I'm most excited about, I mean, we always have, we have young alumni happy hour here now once a month. Right in our bar room, so that really excites me because we get a good turnout for that, and it's nice to see the younger members who we focus on because they're our next generation.
Yep.
They enjoy it, and they take it in and have fun. But I'm really looking forward to the renovation of our second floor dining room. That's a long time in coming, and I think it's going to be really exciting.
Craig Lasner, thanks so much for coming on Fresh from the Hill today.
Thank you, Lou Diamond.
And thank you for joining us on Fresh from the Hill. I'm Lou Diamond, reminding you to stay connected and go big red. Music from Fresh from the Hill was written, produced, and recorded by Kia Albertson Rogers. You can contact him at koa3@cornell.edu.